are here with Brian D. Hilton's very own Brian Kidwell. How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic.
Good. Good to hear. So, hey, I was just up in a session of yours, and you guys were talking about incentives, survey, all this type of stuff. And just to give us a quick 401, what you talked about up there was some really good stuff.
Yeah. So we have our D. Hilton 2016-2017 board survey report. We're actually ran board members through some numbers and some initial slides. We're finishing up that report. Should be out before the end of the year.
Okay.
For everybody to see. We had about 550 credit unions, about a third of the industry participates.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Great numbers. We got some great data. It's just crunching all the data has been the chore. One of the things that we were talking about is the obviously prevalence of incentive plans. Mm-hmm. And something it sounded like board members were a little surprised by is the continued use and even increasing use of subjective measures as opposed to things like financial metrics and things of that nature. And one of the things we were talking about is the fact that so many measurements are moving out of simply ROA, our loan growth, for example,
right,
and really moving into other areas. An example I gave was if you're doing a core system conversion. Getting a core system conversion wrong is a huge detriment to the health of the organization. So you're seeing more and more boards wanting to put measures that are maybe not easily financially measured, but at the same time are important. Board satisfaction with the executive is another one that we continue to see becoming very, very prominent. Not necessarily a black or white question, but it's more important as we continue to move along in the industry.
Why is it so important now? Is it just kind of digging deeper into the weeds, so to speak, to get the right person and keep that right person? Is that pretty much the basis here?
Keeping the right person, I think when we came out of the recession, we came out of 2008, 2009, before then, credit unions had very simple metrics, ROA, loan growth, and that's one reason the NCUA has cracked down so hard on loan growth as a metric is
right,
because we saw credit unions, you ask an executive to put down a 2% ROA,
mm-hmm,
they can do it, but the question is what at what detriment?
What
if delinquency and charge-offs go through the roof also, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
I think is for subjective measures is the fact that so many of the things that need to be measured for success are not easy. They're hard questions to answer. ROA is a very simple thing,
mm-hmm,
and that's how we used to do things. But I think as boards look more and more, they're saying, hey, we need to make sure that the relationship between the board and the communication between the board and the CEO is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Certain aspects like member retention, mm-hmm, as opposed to, say, just looking at ROA or loans, how many people are we keeping? What is the satisfaction of those members?
Yeah.
Satisfaction metrics are something that most credit unions are employing as part of their incentive plan. So we'll continue to see these different metrics coming into play as we continue to progress in the industry.
Do you see this as a maturing of the industry? Because you said before we would just kind of rely on those pretty simple results type numbers, but now we have to kind of dig a little bit deeper, and it sounds like it's almost kind of a maturing effect.
No, I think absolutely it's a maturing effect. I think obviously we learned a lot as we went through the recession, right? So what maybe made a lot of sense then doesn't make a whole lot of sense now. I think it's certainly a maturing. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a maturing to the bank side of things, if you will. I think it's more of us as an industry and us as board members, recognizing that success is not always defined in black and white.
Right, right.
And I think more and more credit unions are seeing that at the end of the day, as long as they're asking, hey, is this best for the member?
Mm-hmm.
That best for the member does not necessarily have to be reflected in an ROA. Just because you earn 1% ROA doesn't necessarily mean anything, mm-hmm, doesn't really fulfill our purpose as an industry of people helping people.
Because, obviously we're talking about staffing here. When it mm-hmm boils down to, we're talking about staffing. And that's where I see the maturing. Like you said, the numbers, that's always been there. It's always going
right
to be there. But the staffing part of it sounds like to get that top talent that's in other industries and even attract those people here, you got to do this types of this type of stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, success is not necessarily black and white. Mm-hmm. In order to attract, you know, talent, obviously they, you know, you need to be thinking about things outside of the normal in terms of how you're incentivizing those folks, how you're recognizing their value. And we've seen the industry's seen, and there's been no shortage of articles about Fortune 500 companies doing free lunch or running around with the candy cart and things of that nature. You know, obviously some of those things have come out of favor versus in favor. But at the end of the day, I think our industry's in the same boat that all industries are, is, hey, we want to bring in talented folks. We want to make sure they're recognized and rewarded. We want to make sure that we're measuring them both fairly, but also measuring them maybe a little bit differently and challenging that executive team and the credit union altogether to look at things, a little bit differently. And at the end of the day, is it helping the membership? I know as we talk about, some of the issues that we've heard as of late about, employees being forced in order to meet compensation goals of doing things that we wouldn't agree with. Mm-hmm. Those are the types of examples of why credit unions are pulling away from simple financial metrics. You need to bring in X number of accounts or else. I mean, that's really not in our nature. And it's reflected in when you look at the board survey and the types of incentives that board members are saying that they're offering.
Look forward to that. Those results. Yeah. All right. Wrap up question here, Brian. What do you want your attendees to take away? Take it back to their credit unions from this conference.
You know, I think that for our attendees, I think if they come away with a better understanding of the issues in the industry as it relates to compensation and benefits. And obviously, you know, we deal a lot with recruiting compensation and benefits. So we see firsthand the changes that are being made. And I think it's one exciting part about it is this provides our clients an opportunity to not necessarily see us in their boardroom on an individual basis, but be able to talk to other executives or other board members and say, what's working, not working. I know in the session that we had upstairs, we had a whole lot of conversation about saying, hey, I have this issue, I can't quite figure out how to deal with it. And it's amazing when you put a group of credit unions together and boards together, how much they have in common in terms of the issues and then how they're approaching them differently. So that would be, I think, my hope is that everybody walks away, whether it's a board member, a CEO, or a credit union HR person, with some better understanding of some of the challenges that we're facing in the industry and how you can deal with them. So
we are growing. Yeah. Great message to end on, Brian. Thank you so much, man.
Well done.